Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and I'm coming to you live on two platforms. I am coming to you live on Circle Sanctuary's Internet Radio Network, CSNP, and I want to give special thanks at this Veterans Day for two veterans that are doing engineering and station management. Reverend Jeanette Ewing, Reverend David Ewing, who have been part of Circle Sanctuary for many years and have been involved with military ministries in a variety of ways, education, conducting warrior blessings and honorings, as well as being part of the presentations of the Pagan Military Service Ribbon, in person and via podcast. I'm also coming to you all live from my Selena Fox Updates Facebook page. And I'm so thankful for everybody that's joining in live on this Veterans Day and for all of you who, through time release and cyber magic, will be joining us later. Circle Sanctuary has been celebrating Veterans Day throughout our time as a nature spirituality church. We began Circle Sanctuary back in 1974, and of all the Veterans Day celebrations and ceremonies we've done, this is the first year where all of our observances have been online. We invite you to go to the Pagan Military Association Facebook page if you haven't done so already, and you can post some messages, tributes to veterans as a whole or particular veterans in particular. If you're a veteran yourself and you want to share a photo, a bit about your own service, we invite you to do that. So we're doing networking, not only today, Veterans Day, at the Pagan Military Association, but we are also celebrating through events. And earlier today, we had our Circle Sanctuary Veterans Day ceremony. And I want to give thanks to all who joined us live and who joined us later and joined us in spirit. And if you didn't get a chance to see that live, I invite you to go to the Circle Sanctuary YouTube channel. The audio for the parts I did is pretty clear. The video, well, let's put it this way. We're doing some more problem solving on the video over at Circle Sanctuary headquarters, where I help facilitate the ceremony today. But we have a variety of our military ministers that did blessings, as well as we did some presentations of the Pagan Military Service Award earlier today. And tonight is our Veterans Day celebration. And I'll be sharing with you some stories of some experiences that I have had over the years working with veterans, working with chaplains, working with a variety of military installations and processes. And I also will be sharing with you all some ceremonial pieces that we've had as part of Veterans Day observances. And I would like to begin with an honoring of veterans, an elemental blessings honoring. We have prayer cards that we make available. And this card is an Operation Circle Care prayer card. It came out a few years ago. And it's the Powers of Nature Warrior's Blessing that I created for Veterans Day. So I begin our celebration tonight by sharing this blessing. Powers of Sacred Earth, bless and protect warriors who serve on and in land. Powers of Sacred Air, bless and protect warriors who serve in and through air. Powers of Sacred Fire, bless and protect warriors who serve with and under fire. Powers of Sacred Water, bless and protect warriors who serve on, in, and by water. Powers of Sacred Spirit, bless and protect warriors who serve and their loved ones, so mote it be. And I extend those blessings not only to those who are presently serving, but to all veterans who have served and to their loved ones. Indeed, family and friends and supporters are also needing to be honored and celebrated on this Veterans Day. Veterans Day is a time for remembrance. It is a time for expressing appreciation. It's a time for honoring, and it's a time for celebration. I'll play my singing bowl again. And as I play it, I call to the divine as one. The divine is Great Mother, Great Father, Great Spirit. The divine is ancestors, as ancient ones, as elementals, as spirit of place. Divine is one, divine is many. Come and be with us at this Veterans Day time. Remembering veterans, thanking veterans, honoring veterans, celebrating veterans. We remember veterans who have lived and who have died, those killed in action during military service, as well as those who have completed their military service and then passed into the other world. We honor the veterans in the other world. We honor, in particular, pagan veterans who have died, who are in the other world. And at this Veterans Day time, which comes shortly after the celebration of Samhain here in the Northern Hemisphere, we remember you and we honor you. We give thanks to your service. And to you, we celebrate you. Be with us today. Inspire us, guide us, encourage us. So be it. And we remember veterans who are missing, those missing in action, those prisoners of war. Whether you be alive or dead, know that we remember veterans who are missing. And we give thanks to veterans who are alive today. Veterans as a whole, and in particular, veterans of many different pagan paths. And we give thanks to those who are serving active duty, National Guard, reserves, for those who are active, have had veteran service as well. So we give thanks for your service. And we celebrate advances in care, remembrance, appreciation for veterans of many branches, of many places. So I'd like to share with you now some memories and stories of Circle Sanctuary and its work on behalf of veterans. Circle Sanctuary began in 1974 at Samhain time. And in its early days, we branched out from being rurally based outside of Madison, Wisconsin, to starting to network with people across Wisconsin, across the Midwest, across the USA, and other places. And as Circle Network began taking form, and as we communicated with others, primarily by postal mail in this pre-internet age, we came to recognize that there were nature spiritual practitioners, pagans and druids and Wiccans and witches and heathens, pantheists, animists, goddess spirituality practitioners, pagans of many different paths that were serving in the U.S. military. And later we also came to connect with and network with pagans serving in the armed forces of allied forces in other countries. So our first work with veterans was as Circle Network started taking form. And we knew who the veterans and who the active duty people were, because often they would tell us. And the active duty people tended to have FPO and APO postal addresses. And as we continued our networking, we realized it was really important as part of our work as Circle Sanctuary, the church and the community and the network, to make sure that those serving and those who have served and their loved ones had equal rights and equal opportunities in society as a whole. So in 1983, when I was invited to update the Army Chaplain's Handbook that came out of the Pentagon, I gladly accepted this task. I was asked by Carl Weschke, the head of Llewellyn Publications. The first edition of the Army Chaplain's Handbook was published in 1978, and there was a section on Wicca and witchcraft. And in 83, they were doing updates and attempting with this handbook to address the diversity that was growing within the U.S. military. So while it was the Army Chaplain's Handbook, it was also being used in other branches of service to get some information about religious diversity in the U.S. military. So my first contact with doing work for active duty and veterans with the Pentagon came with the revision of the Army Chaplain's Handbook. And after that time, 83, 84, it went through several more revisions before it ceased being a current publication. It's still a historical document, and some of the editions are still available in various archives. 1985 was another important year for pagan rites. Indeed, it was that year that the Lady Liberty League came into being in response to an attempt to pass federal legislation which would have taken away tax-exempt status from Wiccan and other pagan churches. This piece of legislation was attached to a postal appropriations bill, which had to be passed to keep the post office running. And I tell more about this tale in another podcast about the Lady Liberty League. But essentially, Circle Sanctuary got very involved. I personally got involved, as well as several others connected with Circle Sanctuary. And some of the people helping us at that time were veterans. And we did an enormous mailing. For us, it was enormous. It was sending out thousands of flyers encouraging people to contact their congresspeople and senators on Capitol Hill about this illegal piece of legislation that was in danger of becoming law. So we, from the very earliest stage of Lady Liberty League, it got its name a few years later, but as a result of that successful endeavor where literally thousands and thousands of pagans and people of other beliefs gave some corrective feedback to senators and congresspeople up on Capitol Hill, Amendment 705 went to defeat in the final version of the bill that got signed into law. And pagan veterans were right on the front lines of that religious freedom quest, and I am very thankful for that. So we journey through the 80s, and part of what I started becoming aware of as I interacted with active duty people as well as talking with veterans who had completed their service was a need to have more religious accommodation for those serving and those who have served, and to really have paganism as a form of religion have equal rights within the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, within the Department of Defense. So 1995 came around, and as a result of some discussions and networking and hearing the voices of many veterans as well as those who are active duty and their loved ones, we began our military chaplaincy quest. Silver Drake Fay, a captain in the U.S. Air Force, began his studies with Circle Sanctuary, not only becoming a minister of Circle Sanctuary, but specializing in military chaplaincy. And after several years of study with us, and he was active duty, in November of 1998, we put his application forward, as well as Circle Sanctuary's application, for Department of Defense Ecclesiastical Endorsing Organization status to the Armed Forces Board at the Pentagon. So this was the first step in getting a pagan-endorsed U.S. military chaplain. We were excited about this, and it was around Veterans Day when we finalized the paperwork, and it was shortly after Veterans Day 1998 that we sent our packet off to Washington, D.C., here again, by postal mail, and we awaited some response. Well, in January, we started hearing from chaplains at the Pentagon, and they had some questions. No other pagan, Wiccan, Druid, heathen, nature spirituality church had put forth a candidate for military chaplain before. And our candidate was not only qualified, but super qualified, not only having studied with us, but having what was required plus some in terms of educational credentials and a stellar record serving in the military. So we needed to go before the subcommittee of the Armed Forces Chaplains Board considering new applications for Department of Defense Ecclesiastical Endorsing Organization status. And that's what a religious institution needs to have in order to endorse chaplains and have those chaplains be considered for employment, career track professional chaplains in the military. In order to apply for Department of Defense Ecclesiastical Endorsing Organization status, you had to have a chaplain candidate that met the requirements and had no variations, no exceptions to the requirements. And Silver Drake Fay fit that completely. So the Armed Forces Chaplains Board subcommittee met and decided to pass our application and our candidate to the next step, which was the whole Armed Forces Chaplains Board then considering our application as an institution and our chaplain's application. At this time, there were very few pagan circles at U.S. military installations. But there was one of the very first ones created is the one at Fort Hood, the Fort Hood Open Circle. Now, it had been in existence for a time, and some people who were journalists learned about this and thought it would be really interesting to be able to share information about this circle, which not only had active duty pagans of different paths, but veterans and families, military families. And they did a good article about it. So the wonderful thing is there was some positive information about the Wiccan religion in particular and paganism as a whole being accommodated at the Fort Hood site. Not everyone that saw the publicity was thrilled about this. In fact, a congressman from Georgia, Bob Barr, launched what I've now called Barr Wars, and attacked Fort Hood for having this pagan circle. In fact, he tried not once, but twice in 1999 to pass federal legislation that would have made it illegal for Wiccans in the military to practice their religion while they were at a military installation. Well, clearly, myself, other members of the Lady Liberty League, our military ministries team, joined forces with a variety of different people to stop this discrimination. We were in public media, we were having private meetings with Pentagon officials, with people on Capitol Hill. The good news is that this ill-begotten, illegal, unconstitutional legislation went to defeat both times. The downside is that the momentum of us getting a U.S. military chaplain who's pagan and us getting Department of Defense ecclesiastical endorsing organization status was stopped. It went into bureaucratic limbo and stayed that way for years. I continued to do some checking in with the Armed Forces Chaplains Board, but there was so much brouhaha around the whole concept of Wiccans and other pagans not only serving in the U.S. military, but having equal rights, that it just, everything just stopped in terms of granting Department of Defense ecclesiastical endorsing organization status not only to us, but to some others of other religions. So soon that started to change, and other organizations of other religions started getting passed through, whereas we were kept in limbo. In 2003, we finally got through the entire Armed Forces Chaplains Board, plus all the attorneys for each of the branches of the military, and everyone recommended Circle Sanctuary to get that status and our candidate to be moved forward. We were very close in 2003 in actually manifesting a pagan military chaplain. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld refused to sign our paperwork. So that's where our paperwork has been ever since. We have continued to work on this quest in a variety of ways. We have networked with other organizations also working to get a U.S. military chaplain, getting endorsing status as an organization, and we are continuing with our own quest. We've expanded our chaplaincy program recently and are continuing to not only work in the chaplaincy realm and looking to get a military chaplain and put forth, but we have had a VA chaplain resident actually serves veterans at VA hospitals as part of training. So shout out to Reverend Tiffany Andes, Circle Sanctuary minister, who did break that barrier of chaplaincy for veterans in the VA during her training as a chaplain. She has applied for some VA, full-time VA chaplain jobs and part-time, and while they haven't come together yet, she's continuing her work with supporting veterans and has a private practice providing support to veterans with PTSD. And if you'd like some more information about that, you should go to the Circle Sanctuary website, look at our minister's roster, and there's a way you can email her and get more information that way. So 25 years, we're still working on the chaplaincy quest, but we have had some other successes. Indeed, the Bar Wars we were able to get all of that anti-pagan legislation and attempts stopped, so that was good. But we were also involved in a well-known quest. This one took nearly 10 years, called the Veteran Pinnacle Quest. And this was started in 1997. And in the early phases of this quest, Circle Sanctuary supported some other organizations who were involved in trying to get the pinnacle, the encircled five-pointed star, which not only Wiccans but many pagans use as their religious symbol. We endeavored to get that on the list of emblems of belief that can be included on grave markers and other memorial markers that the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs issues for deceased veterans to mark their graves and at memorials. Well, in 2005, by that time, multiple organizations had been trying to get the pinnacle on the list, and it just had not happened. And we decided, with increasing numbers of our community and our network, pagans in different branches of service being sent to Afghanistan and to Iraq, to the wars there, that it was time for us to apply to get the pinnacle on the list. So we submitted our application, and then later that year, in 2005, after the VA changed its rules, we applied again, and then we stepped up our efforts, and in 2006, I went to Washington, D.C., not once, but twice, once in March, once on July 5th, and in an attempt to meet with those in charge of the VA and their Memorial Markers program to get the pinnacle added to the list. By this time, there were 11 different families that had loved ones who had been killed in action or died after they had left the military but had died of other causes, and they all were entitled to a memorial marker from the VA, but they wanted to have their faith symbol on. So that was a long, involved process, and it involved all three branches of government. I began with the administrative branch and met with the Deputy Undersecretary for Memorial Affairs on both occasions, and other people in that part of the VA at VA headquarters across from Lafayette Park, across from the White House. So went there in March. My husband accompanied me on that trip, and we were told they couldn't add it to the list. They had some more examination of the rules and the protocols to do. Well, July 5th of that year, of 2006, I went back to the VA headquarters, and this time had someone from Capitol Hill, an aide to Senator Harry Reid, and the widow of the first Wiccan killed in action in Operation Enduring Freedom in Afghanistan, Roberta Stewart, was with us, and her husband, Sergeant Patrick Stewart, deserved to have a pinnacle on his memorial marker. And at that meeting, we were also given the runaround. Well, we also, during that trip, we spoke at a rally, a pagan rights rally, in support of the Veteran Quest, out in Lafayette Park, and there were a variety of different speakers. Roberta spoke, I spoke. Barry Lynn, who at the time was executive director of Americans United for Separation of Church and State, spoke there. In fact, after that, the Ewings, who are helping me with this podcast, and Roberta and I all went over to Barry's house and connected with a variety of people from Americans United, and they had a First Freedoms First project, and we got a chance to meet with folks there. We also were able to have a meeting with attorneys with Americans United for Separation of Church and State during that time in 2006, and we decided to have them represent us. So we had worked with the executive branch. We'd been in touch with people who were elected congresspeople and senators from both sides of the aisle. We had Republicans as well as Democrats from Nevada, that's where Sergeant Patrick Stewart was from, who were backing our quest. And so we had bipartisan, multipartisan support. So it worked with the legislative branch, but weren't making progress. Well, the third branch is what really did it. We ended up having to sue the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, and we did so in two federal courts, one in a specialized court out of Washington, D.C., and the other in Wisconsin, in Madison. I'm very thankful that the judge we got, who happened to be the most conservative judge with that court, he basically refused to delay our case, which the VA was trying to get them to do, and forced the VA to turn all their documents over to us and our legal team. Boxes and boxes of documents, and within those documents, and I give thanks to all of those people with Americans United Separation of Church and State, there were several documents that clearly showed that religious discrimination was at work. So, armed with this, in Washington, D.C., they call it a blizzard of paperwork, and they try to bury that handful of documents, five or six documents, amongst 30,000 documents. However, they were found, and on Maundy Thursday in 2007, so this, those of you who know your Christianity holidays, that's the night of the Last Supper, and there is Good Friday the next day. Well, that Maundy Thursday, right at the close of business time, the VA decided to settle with us. So on Good Friday, we worked out the terms of the settlement agreement. And I'm happy to say that on April 23rd, 2007, the Pentacle finally was put on the list of emblems of belief that could be included on grave markers and memorial stones issued for deceased veterans. And part of our terms of the agreement was, the settlement, was that those who were part of not only our lawsuits, but Aquarian Tabernacle Church had a separate lawsuit, that all of the ones that had been part of litigation trying to get this done, those families would be able to get those stones turned around really quickly. But I also wanted there to be a quick turnaround for all the other people who hadn't applied yet because it wasn't on the list. And I am very happy to report on Beltane Day, May 1st of 2007, the first four markers for veterans were issued. Two went to Arlington National Cemetery, and two went to Circle Cemetery, which is our national pagan cemetery at Circle Sanctuary land in southwestern Wisconsin. Sergeant Patrick Stewart and Jerome Birnbaum's markers with pinnacles arrived, and in Arlington National Cemetery, two markers, both for couples. One, the first totally Wiccan couple, Abe and Rosemary Koyman, Abe being a World War II veteran, and one for Deanna O'Rourke and her husband. Her husband was Christian, she was Wiccan. So, July 4th, 2007. Reverend Barry Lynn, who is also an attorney and the head of Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and I, with the assistance of a number of other people, did a dedication at Arlington National Cemetery of the first interfaith couples stone with a Christian cross and a Wiccan pentacle on it. And the Koyman stone was dedicated in May. That was the first stone of the four to be dedicated. And a shout out to Reverend Tristan and partner Zan and others who were part of that celebration. And at Circle Cemetery on Memorial Day, we dedicated three stones. One for Jerome Birnbaum, a Korean War veteran, and a Sergeant Patrick Stewart stone, and he was a veteran of Desert Storm and killed in action in Operation Enduring Freedom. And the third stone was for Douglas Wilkie, who served in the Vietnam War and was highly decorated, Silver Star, Purple Heart. And we had huge media events, and it was really a positive thing that veterans at last were able to get their equal rights when it came to memorial markers being issued by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Now, since that time, a variety of other symbols have been added to the list, and the good news is there was not a need to lawyer up as there had been before. The next pagan symbol to go on the list was the Thor's hammer. And then after that was the Awen. And a couple in Texas, Arlington, Texas, had the Awen as their faith symbol, a form of Druidism not connected with any of the Druid orders or organizations. They had their own independent practice. And I have with me on this altar here symbols, those three symbols that are all now on the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs list. So we have the pentacle, we have the Thor's hammer, and we have the Awen. Well, I'd also like to share a story with you that's more recent. As a result of these symbols being on the list, I was invited to do something that I had never done before. I've done ceremonies for veterans, end-of-life ceremonies, funerals, burials, ashes scatterings, plaque dedications at a variety of public and private cemeteries, including Arlington National Cemetery, which I mentioned before. Well, I was invited to be one of the religious leaders to do a consecration of a brand new veterans cemetery in Wisconsin during the pandemic time. So there was social distancing and mask wearing, but I was very thankful to be asked to be one of the religious leaders of many different religions to do consecrations. The cemetery was dedicated in a secular rite several weeks prior, and then a series of consecration rites with people from different faith traditions followed on different days. So I have here images that I used as part of that consecration. And I want to give a special shout out to my neighbor and Circle Sanctuary community member, Michelle, who has a wonderful woodworking business, Happy Hollow Woodcrafts. And she's heathen and crafted this wonderful Thor's hammer. And she accompanied me to this rite, and I was able to bless with each of the symbols that are on the list, and I had my interfaith singing bowl and did an interreligious blessing as well. And I am so thankful that these symbols are there for veterans. The Awen is a design that was inspired by Awen images from the late 1800s at a Welsh family cemetery near Circle Sanctuary. It's the family cemetery of Frank Lloyd Wright. And I was doing an interreligious service there, a guest minister at this chapel, which is open in the summer pre-pandemic. And after that, I went walking in the cemetery and noticed these very wide rays on a number of gravestones and realized that at some point, and Druids had been asking to get a symbol on the list for quite some time, but the VA had changed its rules so somebody who had the Awen as their symbol and had served in the military actually had to die and their next of kin or representative had to request it in order for it to get on the list. So this is actually inspired from Awen images that date back to Wales and rural Wisconsin, not far from where we're located. And I added the three dots because so many of the contemporary Druid groups also work with similar images, but in their own form. So a special shout out to all who gave some input on this symbol and to Reverend Jerry Hildebrand, who is a Circle Sanctuary minister and a graphic designer. I invited her to be the one to craft the five-pointed star in circle, the pentacle that went on the list, and she did this one as well. So I am thankful for that, that happy turn of events. I'm very thankful for all the people who have been supporting Circle Sanctuary and its many different services for veterans. How do we help veterans today? Some of our ministers are involved in going to VA hospitals. Of course, during the pandemic time, phone visits are happening now because there's lockdowns in many parts of the country. And we've developed a series of ceremonies. In 2011, Reverend Dave Sassman and I, he's a Vietnam vet and a Circle Sanctuary minister, we created what is now known as the Pagan Military Service Ribbon. And it is red, white, and blue, and in the blue centerpiece, there's a gold acorn. And we have been presenting these in person at ceremonies and over the phone and through podcasting. And today, earlier today, we did some presentations, our very first presentation by Zoom, live streamed to YouTube. We've given out more than 500 of these Pagan Military Service ribbons to pagans of many paths who have served, and we also make them available for those who are presently serving. As a token of our appreciation, if you're interested, if you're a veteran and you haven't gotten one and you'd like to get one, I invite you to go over to the Circle Sanctuary website and look under our work, go to the Military Ministries page, and then select Pagan Military Service Ribbon. Fill out the form and submit it. And periodically, it's been a while since we've done a presentation ceremony, but our Zoom to YouTube worked well for the most part today, so it's very likely we will be doing some more video presentations. And after doing the symbolic presentation during the ceremony, then they get mailed out to those who have been part of the ceremony. So this is a token of appreciation. A year ago on Veterans Day, I was in Las Vegas, and I was at the Pagan Pride celebration there, and it was so fabulous to have veterans from different branches of service, of different ages, some career veterans who had then retired, and people who had served shorter periods of time, had a wide range of veterans that were present. And I was helping to facilitate the main ritual, and as part of that, I did some Pagan Military Service ribbon presentations there. In fact, we even got on the evening news, although we weren't really expecting that, but that was another first for many of us to have a Pagan Veterans Day observance be something that went into the larger society. So a shout out for that. There are many different ways that we connect with veterans, and veterans are part of our Circle Sanctuary ministry team, not only doing military ministries, but other things, and they're part of our community, and they're part of our network. And I really give thanks to all the veterans, whether you're Pagan or not, thank you for your service. So in our final part of this podcast, I have a military Pagan blessing. And this was our very first prayer card, and both of our prayer cards are available for free from Circle Sanctuary. You can email us, circle@circlesanctuary.org, and request a prayer card. We also have brochures, and we have lots more information up at our website. So I'd like to share with you the military Pagan blessing. And Silver Drake Faye and I co-wrote this blessing, and it came out in 2003, and it went off into war zones initially, and now we make both of these prayer cards available not only to people on active duty, but military families and to veterans for their personal altars and other work that they do as part of military remembrance and veteran celebrations. Powers of the ancient ways, in this place, far from my home and my family, I honor you and call upon you. Powers of earth, strengthen my physical body and the bodies of my peers and commanders. Powers of air, keep me vigilant at my post, my mind clear and sharp. Powers of fire, give me courage, even when my duty is hard or bitter. Powers of water, grant me restful slumber and good dreams after a long duty day. Powers of spirit, balance me in honor, nobility, and spiritual purpose. Powers of goddess and God in their unity, be with me and around me. Bless me and protect me as I carry out my mission. So mote it be. So what's next with veteran services this year? Another thing that Circle Sanctuary has blazed some trails in is the Wreaths Across America program. Many of you know that Circle Sanctuary, which is headquartered on a 200-acre sacred nature preserve in southwestern Wisconsin, has within the nature preserve 20 acres that is Circle Cemetery. It's one of the first green cemeteries in North America, It's the first green cemetery established in Wisconsin, and it's a national pagan cemetery. And part of our cemetery, the original part of our cemetery, a ridgetop, is called Veterans Ridge. And there we have 10 U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs memorial markers. 9 of those markers have pinnacles, and the most recent one for Oak Bear has a Awen on it. We take part in the National Wreaths Across America program. Not only are we the first pagan national cemetery to take part in the program, but the first green cemetery. And in December, we place wreaths, evergreen wreaths, on the grave markers of veterans at Circle Cemetery. This year, given the fact that the pandemic is still unfolding and rising and intensifying, we'll be doing all of our Yuletide activities, including our Wreaths Across America ceremony, an annual wreath-laying ceremony. We'll be doing that online. We don't get good internet reception up at our cemetery, but it's my hope that the weather will cooperate, as the technology will cooperate, and we'll be able to do videoing and then later post that, so you'll have a chance to join us for that veteran observance. We not only celebrate Veterans Day every year, but we celebrate Memorial Day, Armed Forces Day, and we do the Wreaths Across America Wreath Laying Day. I am so thankful to all the veterans who are part of our community. I am thankful for veterans everywhere. And we not only celebrate veterans with the U.S. military on this Veterans Day, but a shout out to Canadian veterans who are pagan on this Remembrance Day, and in other places, pagans on Armistice Day, which was the original name for this holiday. So I see that as we move forward, there will be increasing ways for us to connect with each other, to remember, to thank, to honor, and celebrate veterans. I give thanks to the sacred forces we have called here today. I give thanks to all of you who have been watching and are listening live on our podcast, Nature Spirituality on CSNP, and on the Selena Fox Updates live stream. And I give thanks to all of you who will be listening later, and I'll be taking a look at all the comments in the live stream. I want to give thanks to all of Circle Sanctuary's military ministers, and thanks again to David and Jeanette for not only working with this show, but working with our whole network and station. And they have a podcast on a couple Thursday nights, Moon Magic. You should check that out. I want to give thanks to Debbie and Zan, Tristan and Zan, who are also in the greater D.C. area doing military ministries work. I want to give thanks to all of our veterans and our military ministers. So be safe, be well, and we celebrate you, we remember you, we honor you, and we thank you. For more information about Circle Sanctuary and our military ministers and ministries, go to circlesanctuary.org, check out our Pagan Military Association's Facebook page, and I invite you to continue to network and connect. Thank you all for tuning in, and follow us on social media, CSNP. podcast on Facebook. We'll let you know more about upcoming podcasts, and at the Circle Sanctuary website, you can also check out our CSNP podcast. I'm doing a special series of healing with the elements during this intense pandemic time. My next one is part of my other podcast, which is on Sundays, called Nature Mystic at 6 p.m. Central Time. And information about all of this is at the Circle Sanctuary website and on the CSNP podcast Facebook page. Many thanks, and blessed Veterans Day, Armistice Day, Remembrance Day. So be it.
An American soldier came home today, wrapped up as cargo in an American flag. He asked for one sweet silent symbol on his grave, but the VA gun said, "Sorry, son, request a knight." Well, he served as any other with his hands. Pray to Father Sky, he bowed down to Mother Earth. He honored air and water and the fire he danced around. But you didn't honor him before you put him in the ground. It's a symbol, it's a sign, it stands for everything divine. Excuse me, sir, I think you're wrong. I checked him the last time I read the doctrine. It said, practicing your faith is not a crime, so let this soldier rest, honor his request. You sent that little girl crying home from school, told her she was evil and she disobeyed the rules. You took away her pendant, grandmother's gift, but the other kids are free to wear. And she knows that if you catch her, that you'll have her expelled. She's frightened every member of the family's gone to hell. She's all messed up, she's 5 years old, she doesn't know her rights. But her daddy is a lawyer, so get ready for the fight. Freedom to stand up and fight for what we believe in. He's a believer and he wears it on his arm. First day new job, he set off all of the alarms. The memo spread like wildfire that the devil had arrived. And the virus got to corporate and they fired him by five. Now all this so hard for.
Freedom of speech, freedom of faith, freedom
and thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.